Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. A child's symptoms can start with a weak cry, which seems normal until other symptoms appear, such as an overly floppy or stiff body and not being able to swallow properly.
These are among the early signs of a group of disorders called cerebral palsy, or CP, which is the number one cause of motor disability in American children. Physical therapy and drugs can help with symptoms, but can't reverse the brain damage, which happens mostly in the womb.
Now a study using nanoparticles has successfully repaired damaged brains in rabbits with CP. The tiny particle is small enough to deliver anti-inflammatory drugs to the brain's overactive neurons, a primary cause of the disease.
Children with CP have varying types of brain damage. The causes can be genetic mutations, maternal infections that affect fetal brain development, lack of oxygen to the fetus or baby, or traumatic brain injury.
In many of these cases, two types of immune cells in the brain become activated, microglia and astrocytes. They protect the brain during infections, but do damage by going into overdrive, destroying healthy cells.
Controlling neuronal inflammation is challenging because most medications can't get past the blood-brain barrier. Researchers found a way by using a nanoparticle called a dendrimer. It's 2,000 times smaller than a red blood cell.
The team affixed a powerful antioxidant to the dendrimer, then injected this nanoparticle into newborn rabbits with CP. The drug-laced dendrimers made their way into the brain and were immediately swallowed by overactive immune cells.
Within 5 days, the rabbits were significantly better and had motor skills similar to healthy rabbits. An autopsy revealed their brains had less scarring and cell death. This suggests the new treatment has the potential to reverse this disease.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.